This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now here's today's entry from Tyla Decker.
February 24th, 1779. Everybody in Vincennes probably was on edge this day. The residents of Post St. Vincent, as it was called, anxiously stayed at home, as per Lieutenant Colonel Clark's orders. That kept them from the combat zone at Fort Sackville. British Commander Lieutenant Governor Hamilton faced mutiny by half of the soldiers. Because Clark's army had about 85 French Canadians, the garrison's 40 to 45 French Canadians said it was hard they should fight against their own friends and relations who they could see and join the Americans. Their treachery, along with the fort being 600 miles from aid, caused Hamilton to agree to surrender the post next day.
And now, with the entry for tomorrow's date, here's Hunter Ingram.
February 25th, 1779. It has been about 18 hours since Lieutenant Colonel Clark and Lieutenant Governor Hamilton set Fort Sackville's surrender for 10 a.m. today. That waiting period caused many a strained nerve. The defeated troops' feelings were expressed by Lieutenant Governor Hamilton, who used such words as mortification and disappointment. For Clark's men, their success wasn't complete, not until an American flag flew over the post. That defining moment was described by Captain Joseph Bowman. About 10 o'clock, Governor Hamilton and his garrison marched out. The victors hoisted the American colors. The rejoicing began, and it hasn't ended yet. Each succeeding generation of Americans continues to commemorate that historic flag raising, an event often characterized as the moment of the birth of the United States north of the Ohio River.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.